note to self is just really a reminder to yourself. Especially really want to create a platform, you know, for creatives and entrepreneurs, you know. As long as you have trust, faith, you know, the universe is always going to have your back. And that's my note to self. Listen, before we get into this episode, I'm going to need y'all to really, like, listen to what sis is really saying right now. Like, this is what today's topic's going to be about. So I'm going to need y'all to really turn y'all volume all the way up and really listen and feel what she's saying. And I'll be right with you guys in just a minute. I really felt that in my spirit. Like, yo, that really, that part right there. Listen. But let me give y'all a proper introduction. Welcome to episode 1 of Note to Self. This is your host, Jariah. And welcome. But I hope you guys are doing well today. You know, it's the 4th of July. I'm not doing nothing. Because we're not celebrating that shit. We're not celebrating the 4th of July. Juneteenth was our holiday. But I hope you guys enjoy the nice weather. I know where I'm at, the weather is nice, so I just really been relaxing. But let's go ahead and get into this episode. So the topic of this episode is protecting your energy and cutting off unnecessary ties. Yes, if it ain't benefiting you anymore, serving you no any type of purpose, cut that shit off. Cut it off. That's like watering a dead plant. What the hell are you going to do with it? It serves you no purpose at all. Cut it off. Cut it off. But let's go ahead and get into it. So since I started my spiritual journey back in early 2019, like I've really been really like big on energy. Ever since I've been like connecting with myself and the universe, like I've been really heavy on energy. And I just realized, you know, what you put out in the universe, you know, you also attract. You get back what you put out in the universe, good or bad. And you know, it made me like, at times in my life, I would reflect and realize, yo, like on past situations, like, yo, I see why that was happening, you know? Like, it's just crazy how what you put out in the universe is exactly what you get back in any type of form. It comes back to you in any type of form. And sometimes it hits you unexpectedly, and you're just like, oh, shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, those unexpected moments. But, yeah, I'm just real heavy on protecting my energy, like, it's just so much, like, yo, lately these last, ever since the beginning of June, honestly, like, I've been really noticing a lot of funny shit with people that are close to me and are so-called friends, and I just been peeping the energy, like, their energy is just weird, the hidden agenda of the weird-ass motives, like, people just switching up out of nowhere, and I don't like that shit at all. I don't like it, and for no reason, like, I can't even get an explanation, and at this point, I don't even think I want one, honestly. Like, the way my life is going right now, like, the universe is really working on me. Like, I don't play about me, period, at all. So, the way my life is going, like, I really feel that I've been on this high vibration, like, my chakras are aligned, they're balanced, my third eye is open, you know, so I'm, like, feeling all this good energy, even through this retrograde. Like, I know a few days I was feeling, like, kind of off, but I shook that energy. I shook that feeling because I was not trying to get, I'm not trying to get stuck in that. But, like, the way the universe, I see the signs the universe is throwing at me, and I'm just like, yo, like, something, there's a shift going on, and I know I have to be in receiving mode, you know? So, like, everything in my life has just been shifting from the people I was close with, just everything, and I'm just like, yo, like, what the fuck is going on? I know the universe, I know God, you know, he got something in stores for me. And, you know, sometimes you just got to change it around. You know what I'm saying? Certain things, everybody can't go with you. You know, you just got to get rid of old energy. You know, just cut everything out that ain't really beneficial for your next chapter. You know, like I said, everybody can't come with you. Everybody got an expiration date. And that's fine. That is fine because, I don't know, like, me personally, and I could be wrong, but I just see some jealousy, and that's how I feel personally. Like, you know, like, people don't support. Like, it's just little shit that I peep. You ain't even gotta say shit to me for me to even peep how you moving. Like, what? I was in my feelings, though. I really was, and I'm not even gonna hold you. I've been trying to release this energy, you know, trying to, like, one thing I did learn about being on my spiritual journey is really getting familiar with my emotions. And, you know, in order for me to grow as a woman, you know, in order to figure myself out, I had to get comfortable and familiar with my emotions, good or bad. You know, sometimes you have to get through it in order to know how to deal with them in the future, you know. So, you know, I'm just learning how to release and let go of all this old energy so that I can finally, like, move on. Because sometimes if you hold on to shit, sometimes that can really stop you and block you from moving on to the next level. So, that's what I've just been working on. So yeah, I was in my feelings. I'm not afraid to tell anybody how I feel. I'm not at all, because I don't like to hold shit in anymore. I don't. But yeah, it's just mad funny shit going on, and I'm not having it. Like, one thing about me is I don't sit well with negative energy. I don't. Once I get that tingly feeling, that sense, that red flag, once that light bulb goes off in my head, you're done. Like, anybody with a bad energy, a bad spirit, you can't come near me at all. And I mean that. Like, either I'm going to cut you off with no warning, or I'm going to curse you out. So you pick or choose. So I'm not with it. I can't, like, and you have to be really protective of your energy, you know? Some people can be wishing bad on you. You don't even know. Like, it really be people that's close to you that could just be, have all these hidden agendas and these crazy motives. It's like, yo, I really thought you was rocking with me, and you just being out here being funny. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm really, like, I don't let people get close to me anymore. Like as of right now, nobody can't get close to me. Like, it seems like I've realized a lot of people get close to me, and then, like, they just walk out of my life, and I don't need that shit right now. I don't. Not while I'm working on me. I don't need that. So you can go on somewhere. But, that's why I don't really tell people what I'm manifesting. Like, I used to do it all the time. Like, I used to be happy as hell, thinking people were going to be happy for me. And, you know, the replies, like, the one-word replies, people won't seem as happy. That kind of threw me off. I'm like, why are you not happy as me? And, you know, like I said, it can just be something that, you know, I don't know. Like, people just really be hating. And I ain't got time for the shit. And this year, I'm really calling people out on their bullshit. Like, I'm not letting shit slide by no more. Or maybe I should. I don't know. I'm still indecisive. Because, you know what? I've been really trying to, you know, be mindful of where I put my energy. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, is this worth even saying something about? Or should I just kind of move on and let the universe do its work? So, like I said, certain things really don't deserve your time and energy. You know what I'm saying? Because that can really, like, take you from a high vibration all the way down to the low. You don't want to be matching anybody's vibration. That's a no-no. You do not want to do that, because one thing about me is I don't like being taken out of character. I don't. And I don't know how to argue anything like that. So I just kind of, like, I'm always quiet and kind of, like, you know, brush it off. And yeah, I be in my feelings sometimes, depending on what it is, but sometimes I just brush it off and, you know, it is what it is. So, yeah, like really protect your energy at all costs, because some people could be praying on your downfall, you know, and that's how you really block your own blessings, by, you know, talking too much, especially on social media. That's why I say people should be aware of what they post on social media. Like, you telling people to plan before every, you know, before the plans you even started, you know, before anything is done, you know. See, you already made a mistake right there, is by telling people what your moves are going to be. Now you're going to give that person the opportunity to stop whatever it is you have going on. That's why I've been, like, really trying to, like, I've been on a social media break. I need it, because this year has been intense. And I just really need to do, I'm not saying this because anything bad is going on, but like I said, the universe has been working on me, and I feel like this good energy and this shift, I feel like there's a shift coming. So I want to be prepared for the bigger blessings that God has for me. And that's why I'm just taking a step back and, you know, reevaluating, self-reflecting, and just really being prepared for this next level in my life. So that's why I'm on a social media break. But other than that, like I said, I just really been trying to be more low-key in a way, you know, just popping up with results. Anything I'm manifesting, yeah, I manifested that. You don't even know how I did it. You know, I ain't about to tell you how I did it, so I'm going to let you figure it out, because I'm not saying anything. But, yeah, so just kind of be on a hush mode. I know it can be exciting, and people always want to make it seem like, see, the thing about social media is, if you're not posting, people, like, the thing is, if you're not posting it, people don't think you're working. Like, bitch, I'm working, and I'm working, probably harder than you. But that's the thing about social media. Like, people see you not posting as much or anything like that. They think you fell off or something happened to you. Like, that's why I kind of been shying away from social media, you know, from here and there, trying to take these breaks, these mental breaks, because sometimes it can be mentally exhausting. And then, like, social media, let me tell you something. There's a lot of motherfuckers behind these apps that really think they're doing better than everybody, and they're not. Like, social media is just so, such an illusion, and I try not to get caught up in all of that. Sorry if you hear noise in the background. But yeah, I try not to get caught up in all of that. That's why I'm gonna go on an unfollow spree once I get back on it. But I kind of like doing this detox, because, you know, cleanses the soul, you know, there's life outside of social media. You know, I'm trying to get right with my life outside of social media. So if that shit was to ever shut down, I'll be okay. I'll be okay. But, yeah, like, protect your energy at all costs. Like, I meditate constantly. I light my sage, my Palo Santo. You know, I love meditating. I do breathing exercise, especially in the morning. I love setting my intentions in the morning. Like, that's what I do. I got my crystals. I'm still learning about those. But just really just doing my stretches, you know, just balancing out my chakras. You know, I'm on a plant-based diet, so I just been doing good with that. It'll be 7 months on the 17th of this month, so I'm super excited. Like, I just been feeling really good. I'm healthy, just everything. I'm at peace, so I'm just feeling really, really good about myself and the way my life is turning out. So yeah, I'm gonna protect the energy as much as I can. I'm like, I might have to fight you if you come at me with this negative shit. Like, leave me alone. But it's just crazy how, like, how dare you try to come near me with that negative ass vibe, and you're gonna try to interrupt my shit. Like, what? Like, I will smack you. Not playing. I don't even get down like that. But if I have to, if it comes down to it, I'm just warning you. But yeah, like, I've been really, see, the thing is, I ain't really have to cut nobody off. The universe did that for me, has already done that for me, and I'm glad, you know, I'm glad. And like I said, when you're really like vibing high and you doing good, not everybody can't come with you, and the universe really be shifting things in your life. You know, they're organizing things in your life, trying to align the people and things in your life with, you know, the type of frequency you're vibing on. And that's what the universe is doing for me. And I had to realize that, and I'm still trying to realize it, because it seems like, you know, a moment out of the day, I'm always like thinking about why this person is not talking to me. And I'm just like, you know what, Jariah, let it go. You better let it go. Don't let this shit eat you up anymore. But I'm just really, you know, just cut off any connections, any ties that are really not good for you, because it's kind of like, what purpose are you serving? And that goes for friendships, relationships, anything. You know, it's kind of like we hold on to these connections that don't serve us any purpose anymore. It's kind of like, you know, then that's the reason why some of us block our own blessings. Like I said, we tend to block our own blessings by holding on to dead weight. The hell am I holding on to this shit for? You know, you show me many times that you no longer serve a purpose in my life. Why can't I get that shit through my head? And, you know, sometimes you can't really force yourself to let things go. So you just have to, like, kind of take it day by day, step by step, and learn how to release and just let go of that old energy, that old baggage. And, you know, you'll start to, you know, it's hard, but eventually it'll be easy. But like I said, this is the year. Like, this year has been good for me. I don't know about anybody else. Everybody else is worried about what's going on the outside. I'm focusing on me, focusing on my inner self. And that's what's more important right now. You know, it's good to be aware and acknowledge, but don't put all your energy towards something that really has nothing to really do with you personally. You know, like, we tend to worry what's on the outside. We tend to worry about what other people got going on and things like that. And then, you know, when you get that, you get your alone time, it's like, damn, I got all this shit I got to work on with me. You know, things in my life ain't right. You know what I'm saying? So just really take time to kind of, you know, focus more on yourself than anything else, you know? So, I'm just really like, this year has been really good for me. Like I said, the universe is working in my favor, and I'm blessed. Like, I'm highly favored. Like, I never had this much confidence in myself until now. And I keep telling myself, like, Jariah, you the shit, period. Like, you're the shit, period. And don't let nobody tell you any different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm realizing my worth. You know what I'm saying? My energy is top tier, upper echelon. Like, this the shit you can't get next to. Like, honestly, like, you can't get next to me at all. Like, at all. Like, this is that pure energy. Like, it's gonna be hard for you to get next to me, honestly. Like, it's crazy when you cut people off, they always tend to kind of, or when people want to kind of move away from you or cut you off, you know, people always want to double back or double dip. Not having it at all. I'm like, nah, stay where you're at. Stay on your side. You chose to be there, so stay over there. You're not wanted over here no more. You're not wanted on this private property. No. Can't get none of my energy. Go soak somebody else's energy up, not mine. You can't play with mine. This, like I said, it's top tier, upper echelon. But yeah, like I said, just really pay close attention to who you have around you, your surroundings. It can be the littlest things. Just really pay attention to what they say and how they move. Just little shit. Take notes. Like, just give yourself three times. Like, if you see three red flags, then cut that person off. Like, they're no longer serving a purpose in your life. Like I said, it goes for friends, relationship, shit, even family. Shit, you're gonna get cut off too. Just really protect your energy, because that's what's really important, is your energy. And not a lot of people believe in energy, but believe it or not, it's true. It's true. But I just want to thank you guys for tuning in this episode today. This was fun. Like, I felt more comfortable talking behind a microphone now. Like, I feel really, really comfortable. I do. And I'm excited. So that makes things a little bit easier. That makes things a lot easier. But yeah, like I said, anything that don't serve you any purpose, just let that shit go. And me as a Gemini, like, I have a hard time letting shit go. I really do. Especially like when we're in love. Like, listen, we love hard, and it'd be really hard. So that's why sometimes I be in my feelings a whole lot. And if you won't know it until like you're around me. Sometimes, not all the time, but yeah, like we have an issue with letting go, and I'm really trying to learn how to like get better at it, but it is what it is. But I hope you guys have a nice weekend. You guys enjoy the weather. We're not celebrating this 4th of July shit. But I will see you guys next episode. If you guys have any, like I said, if you guys have any like questions or topics that you guys want to talk about, you know, when I do get back on social media, whenever that is, I said July 15th, but I might just post these podcast episodes and, you know, that's it. But if you guys have any, you know, questions, you know, just hit me up, whatever. So, yeah, like I said, you guys enjoy the rest of your day, and I will see you guys next episode. Been through more than a little bit, been through more than a little bit, but I ain't calling no names out, no free promotions. If it ain't about blessings, I can't even address it. I just bought my third house, no album out, and I got a mask. What do she do? I do everything, I move everything. Put that on my wedding ring, put that on my baby name. All these fake smiles, these 6 months just came from a dentist. I can tell it ain't genuine, I get so offended.